Barrett and Jacquard auf Flux FM mit Glory Days. Heute Abend spielt der Mann, dessen Bands Dirty Pretty Things und Libertines man kennt und liebt, mit seiner neuesten Kapelle, mit den Jacquards, im Bang Bang Club. Jetzt ist aber erstmal bei mir im Flux FM Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Arbeit an der aktuellen Platte. Wir reden natürlich auch über die neue Kapelle, die ja aus ca. 1000 Musikern heraus gecastet wurde. Wir sprechen unter Umständen auch noch über Pläne für ein drittes Libertines Album, das ja wohl auch schon in Arbeit ist. Wir gucken mal, was Karls Schauspielkarriere so macht, und wir besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier: Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Karl. Hello, I have to open your mic. And hello to the Jacquards. Hello,
hi, man.
Billy,
hi.
Adam, and Jay. How are you doing, everybody?
Good.
Cool. How's traveling been, Karl? Everything
it's
all
been
right?
Been great, man. We've been crushed up in a little van,
yeah,
with various body parts in each other's faces. A lot of smells, but no, it's good. It's good old fashioned. Touring, hard work.
Back on the road.
Exactly. It's all the glamour.
So you played Hamburg yesterday, or
where have you been yesterday? We played at the Molotov on the Reaper Barn.
Cool.
And yeah, it went off. It was quite a late night, wasn't it, boys?
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem I always get when I get bands from Hamburg. They're not the fittest people.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh yeah, we had to drink a little bit. It was Hamburg, you know. But I mean, I forgive you.
As soon as you're
ready to rock out tonight on stage. Congratulations on Let It Rain again, an album that was recorded with your newest band, that they're right here with the Jacquards. Now, you've kind of casted 1,000 musicians or something for this band. That's at least what I've read. What made you pick these guys right
well, the rest
here?
Of the rest of the guys are outside.
on tour with 907 people.
Yeah, well, just the passion and obviously a little bit of talent as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, their passion and enthusiasm, their hunger,
mm-hmm,
to be part of something, and you know, wanting to grow this thing organically together. Yeah, everyone, they just fitted in nicely.
Yeah, yeah, because I was thinking, if one's doing something like that, is one only looking for the perfect guitar player who's playing the licks perfectly, or is it that you're looking for characters that you want to spend the tour with? Because that's important too, right? That you get along with those guys.
Absolutely, yeah. It's about so much more than just the ability to play. You know, if there's like, if you look on the internet, there's like Korean kids who can play guitar better than Steve Vai.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you're not looking for virtuosity. It's about a kind of a passion and a hunger.
And a feel.
Yeah, the feeling really, and the chemistry.
Yeah, cool. I've read as well that on one form, the candidates for your band that they had to fill out, you asked them if they had ever been arrested, if they had ever been in jail, which was the right answer to give. Because, I mean, it has advantages if you have a band that's experienced with jail, maybe. Had disadvantages, but advantages as well.
The right answer was no, because if they said yes, there'd be problems getting visas to travel anywhere. Unfortunately, they all lied.
But you just said it. If you already had problem with the law, it might be terribly hard to get out of the country and go on tour, right?
We've successfully just all got our visas. Hooray!
Yay! That sounds good to me. And how's touring with this new band now? Because those guys, I bet that they bring a lot of energy onto the stage and maybe into your life as well.
Yeah, sort of old me hobbling along, and these young boys come along. Yeah. No, they do. Yeah, they're fresh for the fights, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Joby J. Ford of the Bronx and El Mariachi El Bronx produced the record, and he's into making perfect guitar sounds. But I've read about some other people who were involved in the recording process. Who else was there in the studio with you?
There was Fredo from the Beastie Boys. He came and did a lot of percussion.
Oh, wow.
Over dubs. And there was, who else was there? There was...
the Mike Snow guy, right?
Oh, yeah. He played... toy piano on the solo of Let It Rain, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
but I can't remember if I put it on the credits or not. He's really pissed off about that. Yeah.
But working with Joby has been a good experience. Would you want to work with him again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, depending on the kind of record we're going to make, but for this record, he's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
But down the line, I certainly wouldn't rule out working with Joby. Yeah, did you guys work with Joby?
Yeah.
You enjoyed the Joby too as well?
But don't ask him just yet. We might make a prog record or something.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of the new record. It's called Summer in the Trenches. And then right after that, we're going to be talking a little bit more. You're going to play us a song live, and we're going to give away some last tickets for tonight's show. Karl Barrett and the Jacquards, immer noch bei mir im Studio. Hier ist ein Stückchen Summer in the Trenches. Karl Barad and the Jackals und die Stückchen Summer in the Trenches. 15 Uhr und gleich 19 Minuten. Sowohl Karl als auch die Band sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen sie im Bang Bang Club für das Konzert. Wir haben noch ein paar Tickets verlosen. Vorher quatschen wir aber noch ein bisschen mit Karl. Auch über die andere Band, die man ja noch kennt und die gerade wieder ins Leben zurückgerufen wird. Zumindest hat man das so schon nachlesen können in der Presse. I'm so sorry for the Jackals, but I have to ask you about that other band that's going to go through a revival maybe during the next few months again. People know about the fact that you've been to Thailand and that you visited Pete Doherty there, who's trying to come off drugs or is already off drugs because he stayed there. And I want to ask you, how's that been? How's meeting this guy been for you after a while?
Yeah, great. I mean, it's always the same with us, really. You know, we're brothers. But this is certainly the best we've been for years.
Wow, cool.
You know, it's a really exciting time. And there's new stuff. There's the creative energy is really up there, and
wow.
Yeah, plenty of new stuff coming. And
so you've already talked about ideas, recorded stuff, even.
Yeah, we've recorded a bunch of demos.
Cool.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Pretty energetic stuff.
Cool. So there's going to be a third Libertines album.
It looks that way, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds so good to me. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about was your acting career, because you've started acting a few years ago. I didn't even realize that, actually. I just found out today.
Oh, yeah.
But there's going to be... Are there certain techniques, maybe, that you're using as an actor that help you as a musician as well? Is there something that you've learned from the world of actors?
Well, no, in my time in the theatre... I think it's expression, really, the same as is art, music, you know, acting. It's some kinds of expression are better out than others. Like my art, for example, isn't particularly much. Well, I think my acting is better than my art. But it's just a form of expression, you know.
So, but it's a big difference, right, to get on stage as an actor who's trying to reenact something.
Absolutely. What I'm saying is, when we play the same songs every night, then you have to find a stimulus, a meaning for what you're singing. So it comes, and if you get on stage and do the same play every night, you have to energize those lines with something. So there are similarities.
Uh-huh.
But I guess when I sing songs, I don't get to use this voice so much.
Maybe you should use it in between the songs to present them.
I should probably never use it again, actually. All right.
And there's an upcoming film as well, in which you play a musician and a vampire at the same time.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't said vampire, because it's made everyone think I'm in a vampire.
But there's a hype going on right now because of the word vampire.
He's vampirical.
Vampirical?
In a metaphorical sense. He's just a bit of a bastard, if I'm honest.
Okay, and he stays up late, doesn't like daytime.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But also he sucks on the souls of the young.
Similarities again.
Exactly. You see, and the boys are in the film as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the Jackals are in that movie again. Do you know when one's able to see it?
It's going to festivals in May. I think they're trying to release it when the Libertines album comes out. Jumping on the bandwagon.
So we'll
see when that happens. But yeah, this year anyway.
Cool. I mean, what a workaholic we have right here, is always doing things.
Yeah, man, I can really do the sleep.
Now, as you've brought your beautifully looking band and some instruments, I would want you to play me a song of the new record in a live version, and after that we'll give away some tickets. People can wait a few more minutes. So which song are we going to be listening to?
We're going to play an acoustic version of A Storm Is Coming.
Storm Is Coming.
Cool.
Albert and the Jackals live on Flux FM.
Coming, things won't ever be the same again.
can't run this time.
You can't run this time.
It's got to be now or never. Sooner or later, it has to end. I saw your mark left on the wall, so nothing else can hurt at all. When they all go the other way, this world is ours and we will stay. The crowd goes up, a dying sigh, the rivers rise, the flames are high. And we can sail with all the thieves, or we can watch the last ship leave. But I don't mind,
I don't mind.
I know a storm is coming. Things won't ever be the same again. You can't run this time. It's got to be now or never. Sooner or later, it has to end. Same again. I won't run this time.
I won't run this time.
It's got to be now or never. Sooner or later, it has to end. I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I know a storm is coming. Things won't ever be the same again. I won't run this time.
I won't run this time.
It's got to be now or never. Sooner or later, it has to end.
Stadium applause goes for Carl Barad and the Jacquards. What a beautiful live performance. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Carl, for visiting. As soon as something new is happening, which is like always, but as soon as something new is happening, you're in Berlin, you come and visit us again.
Oh, we will.
We'll talk a bit more. And right now I'm going to give away some tickets for tonight's show. Wer heute Abend in den Bang Bang Club möchte und den Carl Barat und seine junge Truppe von den Jacquards live erleben möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Carl Barat and the Jacquards heute Abend im Bang Bang Club. Thanks again. Good luck for everything.
Thank
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.